welcome. My name's Megan. I am here today with Patrick, Joey, and Madison. As always, we are with Stone Valley Recovery, and they've been so kind to let us use their space to do our daily reflections. This week, we are on September 20th. It is HP as guide. HP is going to be higher power for those of you watching. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 164. Having a right relationship with God seemed to be an impossible order. My chaotic past had left me filled with guilt and remorse, and I wondered how this God business could work. AA told me that I must turn my will and my life over to the care of God as I understand him. With nowhere else to turn, I went down on my knees and cried, God, I can't do this. Please help me. It was when I admitted my powerlessness that a glimmer of light began to touch my soul. And then a willingness emerged to let God control my life. With him as my guide, great events began to happen, and I found the beginning of sobriety.
Okay, so before I got sober, I was even hitting my knees to pray. I was living vicariously through the people in the program. And I wasn't sober, but I hit a point of desperation where I did hit my knees and I prayed. It's something that I still do today. And by the grace of a God that I did not believe in prior to experiencing God, I've been sober for about 3 years. And that's not something that somebody like me is capable of. Doing drugs is like the first thing on my priority list.
I personally walked into the program borderline atheist, maybe agnostic at best. And, you know, I had antipathy to just the word itself. And now when I talk about it, I say God, the universe, fate, whatever you want. And my presumption is that we're all kind of looking at that same thing. And the idea is connection and to continue to try to connect. God shows himself to those who seek. It's paraphrasing from the big book, but nonetheless, in my opinion, that's the case. As long as I continue to develop a spiritual program, I'll be okay, provided I'm doing one of these, all three of these things: trust God, clean house, help others. So those, you know, those are our maintenance steps with 10, 11, and 12. And, you know, it says, again, and I don't, you know, to paraphrase the big book, all we have is a daily reprieve contingent on our spiritual program. So, you know, if I pray every day and meditate every day, I try to do the right thing every day, I'm good. And the beauty is a lot of people, the first 100 looked at this, the big book, and edited it and everything. And they used that word reprieve not lightly. And I was told to look up the word reprieve, and I was an English major, so of course I told the guy who told me to do that, you know, I know what reprieve means. It means a relief. You know, it means, you know, it's taken away from me. He's like, no, look it up. So he looks it up and shoves his phone in my face and it says, what I had said, it's a relief, but typically from death. Oh, so you're reprieved of a life sentence, you know, during the Spanish Inquisition or from death row. That's what a reprieve is. And it made more and more sense. And it was even bigger to me then that I'm not given a relief. I'm given a reprieve based on my spiritual condition, meaning I'm going to die, and it is life or death for any and all of us, and we can see what's going on in the world today that it's true. And, you know, that solidified a lot of my spiritual program. It still continues to evolve. It does. Anytime I go to Sedona, it'll evolve. But, you know, just my willingness to pray allowed some things to happen to me that I could not explain otherwise. And that was, you know, the promises. That was my higher power, fate, the universe, God, whatever you wish to call it, working in my life. I've been given opportunities to end up in a place that I never had imagined, but I'm certainly grateful is the case. And nothing I could have come up with would have been better, especially my mental state, my spiritual state, and presumably my physical state.
It says at the beginning, see to it that your relationship with him is right. Your connection to something bigger than yourself. Like there is something bigger out there, possibly the place in which you live, that is bigger than you, that is bigger than me. the world, the universe. I couldn't comprehend that when I was getting high. Like, I was the center of the world. And I don't understand how that even was rational. It wasn't. But see to it that your relationship with him is right. And great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a perfect definition of anybody that has received the gifts of sobriety. My experience shows me that as long as I am in God's path, whatever that looks like, whether I doubt it's God's path or not, it's all God, right? And as long as I'm doing the best to make myself a better person, miracles, oh my God, miracles happen. And my life today, just with everything included, is something that I would have looked to in my years of, like, let's say when I was like 17, right? I'm getting high, whatever, and I just wish life was this way. And it was like, if life was like this, it would be perfect, right? This fairy tale life. Life sucks sometimes, totally. But looking at my life today, God has put things in my life that just, no way. There's no way. There's no way that this could ever happen to me, you know, and there's no way that I could be this blessed, that God would gift me or the universe would gift me with what I've always wanted, as long as I put in the work. And I didn't even know I was putting in the work for that, you know what I mean? I just kind of gave it up. God knows what I want. He knows where my heart is, and then it all just manifested in itself.
Because you can't put a label on what a higher power is. It's because none of us could explain or comprehend, but that's the beauty too. It doesn't have to have a label or a definition. I can totally relate to what Patrick was saying, because I don't know if I was agnostic or atheist. I know that from the Big Book, I bristled with antagonism when it came to religious people. I made it a full-time job to argue and debate people of religious beliefs. And I mean, I would get good and high and do that. I would do that. I would get super loaded and then find all the faults in your religious belief. And that's pretty sick, but here's where we're at with it now. So I've realized, and in coming to this program, I am one of those people that got a connection and found God when I got into AA. I actually did establish a connection with a God that I never understood because I joined a 12-step program. And I also realized after some sober time and doing some step work that the reason I would get so riled up in religious debate is because it's not that I never believed in God. It's not that I never believed that. I would never invest that much time or energy in arguing or debating something that I didn't think was real. It doesn't add up. So it wasn't that I didn't believe in God. It was that I didn't understand. I just didn't understand. And so I get defensive when I don't understand something. And I get where maybe I want to debate a little. And maybe I want to call you crazy. And maybe I really want what you have. Right. And the reality there was like, yeah, I do want that peace and serenity that I see in people that have God in their life. It's just, back then, it was easier for me to kind of taunt and point fingers and call them crazy and let them be crazy loons and stay loaded and not know how to just ever be happy with myself. And I have a God today in my life that I love and loves me, and it's unconditional and it has zero label. And I have like this much understanding. This much understanding.
Beautiful.
And I don't have words, and Madison doesn't have words, and Joey doesn't. We don't have words because it's so much bigger than any of us that we could never define that for you. But I know that's what I use as a guide, and that universal, that love and acceptance and everything I wanted my whole life while I was loaded, I have now because I'm sober. You know, that's my best understanding of God.
I grew up in organized religions, you know? It's funny that I never related. I never, you know what I mean? Like, even getting to the point where I knew what was going on. I knew what they were talking about, you know? I was never in a position or in a state of mind to praise the God that they exposed to me. You know what I mean? Because I was out there and I praised alcohol. I praised drugs. I praised everything that came along with the fast life, you know? That's what I praised when I was out there. That was my God. Alcohol, drugs, the fast life, everything that I was involved with, that was my God. And I praised those things to the point where even though I was exposed to a specific God, and I believed in that God, I thought I believed in that God wasn't in my heart. So I'm also someone who came in and found God through 12-step fellowships. I found God through kind of realizing after reading the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous through We Agnostics, like, this whole time I might have been an agnostic, like, whole, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, that aha moment, like, ugh, like, you know, I might have never believed in God, like, you know what I mean? I might have never, like, really had that in my heart, in my life, which was huge to me, you know, huge to me, and it talks about, you know, the chaotic past, all that stuff, like, I praise chaos more than anything, and the reality of it is that having that experience of I had nothing to lose, so why wasn't I going to practice building that relationship with my higher power, which today is just unconditional love. You know, it's just unconditional love, and that's all I need in my life, and that's what I want to project into the stream of life is unconditional love no matter what, you know? But the reality of it is that was another aha moment. That's when I knew God was working in my life. When I came to the realization, you know what I mean, there was no, that was more so a burning bush for me that I woke up one morning and practicing building this relationship and doing the things that were suggested, and I woke up and I didn't have a desire to go get high, and I didn't have a desire to go get loaded, and I'm like, that's God working in my life. You know, I was surrounded by so much men who were doing the same things that I were doing, and I'm watching their life change, and I'm going to these meetings, and I'm seeing all these people in this room, and their life has either changed or it's changing, like, quickly. And I'm like, that's God. You know what I mean? There's no way, because it's the truth. I'm not capable of this. You know what I mean? I'm just not. My track record shows that I am not capable to stay sober. You know what I mean? No matter what, under the, you know, the circumstances of probation, task, anything, it will not stop me from getting loaded.
Heart failure, doesn't matter.
Yeah, no. I've been in the hospital, and you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter, you know what I mean? I'm going to get loaded. You lock me up, I'll do anything I can do to get loaded, because that's what I praised. You know, and having the relationship with God now, it's like, that's the sense of ease and comfort that I was always searching for. And it doesn't come with bad repercussions. You know what I mean? I haven't gotten locked up being sober, which is, you know, it's right. It's like, you know, it's funny how that works. Like, oh, you know, I'm praising something that doesn't come along with bad stuff, you know, and my life is great today, you know, and I have that sense of ease and comfort that drugs and alcohol gave me, but like that's the reality of my situation. Like, I don't know how you guys feel about it, but having God in my life is euphoric. Doing the things that we get to do in our life is euphoric for me. And I say that we, because you guys do the same things that I do, you know what I mean? It's what we're supposed to do. We get to do the things we get to do today. And having God in our heart, you know what I mean? Like, I feel something that I've never felt before in my life, you know what I mean? Like, being of service to another individual, sharing my experience of the stuff that used to burden me, that ball and chain, you know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't have that anymore. Like, that God took that away from me, you know what I mean? And I get to use that as my experience now.
I've never actually had what you would call blind faith. I mean, I kept an open mind enough and prayed because I was told to. I just shut my mouth and did it because my sponsor said to. And if it didn't work, okay. At the end of the day, you know, I could always go back. And it presented itself to me with things that I couldn't explain and continues to. It's funny when I start complaining about my own things. And I have a pretty decent life and mindset. And a person is presented to me like, here, help him. And it's just, it still does it. And it's just like, oh, So I'm being, for lack of a better term, used. I'm being utilized by my higher power now, whatever that means. And people are getting put in my life that apparently I can help. And, you know, and always being open to that possibility, like, oh, that guy, that wasn't a coincidence. This guy coming into my life with this backstory, or maybe I can say, you know, words that come out of my mouth that might actually affect him, or words that I've never used before. And it's just, where'd that come from? But it's light bulb for him, and he's off and running. And it's just like, oh, so yeah, God, that thing. All right, I guess it's real. And I move on again. You know, there's still, you know, that little bit of fight. You know, there's still that little bit of the old me in there. But, and then it's just like, nope, shut up. Continue to shut up. And I'm just like, okay. All right, it's the one thing I don't question anymore. It's just keep an open mind and push through it. I'll question anything and everything else still. But higher power in its existence, I don't need proof anymore because it's been shown enough.
I like that you said it's a fight, you know what I mean? Because in all reality, we're in a day-to-day fight, you know what I mean, against the disease of alcoholism, addiction. And when we don't, you know, when I'm going to say when I, you know, shut God out because of other things, you know what I mean, or if I put other things before God, I'm in that fight by myself. And I can only rely on you guys for so much. You know what I mean? I can only rely on you guys for so much. And you guys are in this fight with me. So it's like you got your own stuff, you know, that you're going through. So without God, I get exhausted because I'm in that fight, that battle by myself, you know. And I'm like, I get to that point where I feel pain. You know, I put God on the back burner right now. Like, I need to let God back in to help me with this fight because I'm exhausted. And without God, you know, it's like I'm going to get burnt out. And that's been my experience through sobriety, but it's a beautiful experience. It's a beautiful thing to be able to realize that stuff because, you know, that's like the source of the solution, man. It is God. It is a higher power of our understandings, whatever we're comfortable with, you know. I love God talk. I talk about God all day. Like, we go on for hours, you know what I mean? Because it's just like, we live this life, man. We get to experience it. We feel it, you know what I mean? And relying on something. But it's more about like...
That sight and yeah. That experience and that proof is yours. And it can't be shared.
This is my very favorite topic as well. So I'm so glad to have all you guys here. Madison, Patrick, Joey, thanks for doing this again. If we have said anything that strikes a chord with you, or maybe you have a whole lot of questions and none of this made any sense, that's okay too. If you are seeking help, we are here to help you. Hit us up at Detox to Rehab. You can like, comment, share. We have a whole sober community that is waiting to provide you with some help and some relief. So we will see you next week, guys, with more fun stuff.